Chapter 3, To Victor, On to Bristol, and the Making of Giants, 1926 to 1927. Recording industry readers of the January 15, 1926 issue of the lavish trade publication, The Talking Machine World, were greeted with an excited, if typical and unremarkable, front-page news story in which OK Records' freshly promoted general sales manager, Ralph S. Peer, announced the introduction of True Tone, a higher fidelity acoustic recording process designed to limit distortion in louder musical passages. Further inside, they encountered a lengthy report on the annual year-end dinner and sales conference of James K. Polk, Inc., the Atlanta Phonograph Products wholesaler and OK distributor. Among those present were Peer and the dinner's toastmaster, Polk Brockman. Nothing suggested that anything out of the ordinary was afoot for Ralph Peer or for OK Records. That would change quickly. The following month's issue of February 15th featured a front-page story on Otto Heinemann's appointment of a new general sales manager for General Phonograph's OK label, one Alan W. Fritchie, previously the head of Phonograph Needle Sales. A terse final sentence reported a fait accompli in the quickly assumed past tense. R.S. Peer, formerly general sales manager of the record division, had resigned from the company's staff. It wasn't until October that what lay behind these surprising events became evident, when Columbia Phonograph acquired OK. General Phonograph had not been able to license any of the fast-developing variations of the superior new electrical recording technologies from any of their developers, and saw a bleak future ahead for itself in selling records, despite OK's acoustic recording glories. OK's strong hand in the race and hillbilly music markets, which Peer had been so central in developing, proved a principal attraction.